Morning Show today.
The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Right now, we're at 48 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Devastation across the southeast. Hurricane Helene taking the lives of 91 people and leaving 2 million homes and businesses without power. ABC's Faith Abube.
In Asheville, North Carolina, Helene and a separate system dumping 14 inches of rain combined and as much as 30 inches in nearby mountains, triggering flash flooding and landslides. More than 500 National Guards members joining local emergency responders, conducting search and rescue missions, delivering supplies, and working to restore infrastructure. Asheville's water system severely damaged, too.
Israel firing further into Lebanon following its assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. Dozens of U.S. ports could be shutting down at midnight if the union representing 45,000 dock workers carries through with the threatened strike. In the nation that sparked the Industrial Revolution, Britain's last coal-fired power plant closes today. Most of Britain's electricity comes from renewable sources. This is ABC News. In Austria, a major win for the far right.
As Freedom Party leader Herbert Kickl sees it, the win opens the door to a new era. From this point forward, he says, the Austrian people come first. So fed up were the voters with the traditional choices, seen as widely out of touch, party was able to secure the first far-right win in a national post-World War II parliamentary election there.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. His music touched a lot of people. The entertainment world remembering a legend after the death of Kris Kristofferson. In 1985, he helped create the country supergroup The Highwaymen, heard here. After a career that included writing songs for Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Patti Page, Kenny Rogers, and recording his own classics like For the Good Times and Me and Bobby McGee, his movie credits included A Star Is Born and Convoy. Kris Kristofferson was 88. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners. The start of school means the football season and homecoming dance is coming soon. Come on into the Creative Outlet. We have short formal dresses for the girls and dress pants and dress shirts for the guys, all at resale prices. Our convenience store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Come on in and see what's new at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Helping you build a better life, WCC.
Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
For today, a high of 80 and lots of sunshine. Clear to partly cloudy and 50 tonight. 64 and fall-like for the first day of October tomorrow. And then the rest of the week, 72 Wednesday and Thursday and 66 for a high on Friday. Maybe a little bit of light shower activity Thursday night into Friday morning early. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm, a little bit of fog, but that is pretty much lifting now. And we're at 48 degrees. Good morning on a Monday, the final day of September.
It started out summer fun, chasing Alley Brook with a water gun. She'd laugh and she'd scream, she'd run and say, "You can't catch me." Well, time passed, I turned 16, cruising from the Sonic to the Dairy Queen, yeah, running. And days were through until she started waking me up every night, wanting Oreo shakes, pickles and fries. Yeah, and we had twins, man, when they turned three, it was who left their popsicle on the couch. Don't let that dog lick you in the mouth. Up and down, all around this house, I'm right back. Chasing girls, hard to catch, sweet to hold, even tougher to let them go.
Rodney Atkins on WRCO. Good morning, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. So many things going on this very weekend, including the Center Color Fest and all kinds of fun stuff at the area orchards. And the trees are starting to turn a little bit as well, getting a little bit of color in those leaves. Later on this morning, we'll talk about two big events going on this weekend, including the annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds this very weekend. In fact, the gang has provided us with a little bit of fun to give away and some trivia this week as well. So the question this time around, Jerry Reed drove a semi in Smokey and the Bandit. What brand was it? What brand of semi did Jerry Reed's character, Snowman, drive in Smokey and the Bandit? The winning answer wins a free piece of pie and a drink from Wheels of Time. Your friends there. So give it a try now. It's a valuable prize. You bet. That pie is delish. 608-647-4155.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line, the joint starts jumping every night when the sun. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boots, good boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Okay.
Brooks and Dunn, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie. Congratulations to Bud Manning, the winner of Trivia Today. A free piece of pie and a drink from Wheels of Time, your friends there. So enjoy that and enjoy all the sights and sounds this weekend. By the way, Jerry Reed drove a semi in Smokey and the Bandit. He was the snowman. What brand was it? Kenworth is what we're looking for. In fact, a 1947 Kenworth. There you go. Trivia time on a Monday. It's 7:15.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Pounder, like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. East Pounder down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Pounder, just watch your bandit run.
Classic tune from the movie Smokey and the Bandit. Jerry Reed on WRCO. It's 18 minutes after 7. We'll see what old Hank is up to in just a moment.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float.
Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Ever walk into your basement and see this? Okay, maybe it doesn't sound like an old cartoon episode, but bowing or cracked basement walls are serious signs of foundation issues. Hi, Brent from Tri-State Basement. We have multiple professionally engineered solutions and can fix any of your basement and foundation problems. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today and ask us about our foundation repair solutions. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877 for weather fix.
Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
School-age children should get 60 minutes of moderate physical activity each day. As part of National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourage families to get active together. Take the time to go for a bike ride or walk the dog for a few minutes together in the morning. Activities like these can help your child get the movement they need and bring you closer together. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup. Philip,
what's Hank?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, what's going on?
I've been studying hard over the weekend.
Studying the jokes?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Cool.
Yep. Yep. How was your weekend?
That was pretty good.
I hear rumor has it that you mowed.
I did get a little mowing done.
Okay. How'd that go?
Pretty good. I sat back at one point, just looked up at the blue sky, and like, man, living the dream. What a day.
Yep.
Both days. It was really kind of hot on Saturday. But
poor June. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, no. I stay. She likes it when I go outside.
Well, I know. I'm sure she does.
Get out from underneath her broom and her mop.
Yeah.
It was cleaning weekend.
Oh.
So I had to stay out of the way. Stay
so
busy.
If either you were out of the way or,
I know,
or help clean.
I hate having to lift up the footrest, you know, and things like that. But that's the way it goes, Hank.
Yeah, I know.
So you and I are going head-to-head in fantasy football.
Yeah, I lost.
Did you lose?
Oh, yeah, my quarterback scored lower than yours did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's horrible.
Who's your QB?
It'd be Allen.
Josh Allen?
Yeah. Yeah, he did lower than. Yeah. So I don't even think I broke the 500 point.
Yeah, I didn't do real well.
So you'll end up, you got a 2-win streak. You know what? I am chugging in there. I'm 0-4.
0-4?
Yes.
Wow. I think they should fire the coach.
I know. I'm tired of him, too.
Yeah.
So,
well, I was out of the dilemma because I had Dak Prescott and Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people were saying, well, you should have started Love. You know, and, yeah, he had a whole bunch of points. But Prescott plays on Thursday night. Right. I have to make the decision.
You have to make the decision.
And Love's going to be kind of hobbled. I'm like, I don't know. He probably won't do that.
He had 499 points.
I know. Almost all in the second half.
No. And he would have beat me by himself.
By himself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I started the wrong guy. That's all right.
And you asked me the other day, Henry, who should I start? What did I tell you?
Jordan Love. But it wasn't a done deal that he was even going to play.
He was going to play.
They didn't release that until Saturday.
I'm still waiting for him to start playing yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know. He did all right.
He doesn't play defense. Nothing against Minnesota. Hey, they have a good
team.
They're pretty good.
Yep.
They're probably one of the best in the NFL right now. And it's a long season.
Right.
But as at this point, they would be my Super Bowl champions, the Minnesota Vikings. They're pretty good. I think they would beat KC.
Yeah, probably would. But we'll see what's happening in December.
Yeah, you know? And that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's the quarter of the season is done.
Yep.
They're 4-0, and they've beat some quality teams.
Yep. No, they look good.
Without question,
no qualms about it.
But on the other hand, you have to play four quarters. There's no reason to come out and say, "Well, we were sluggish."
Uh-huh.
You get paid millions of dollars not to be sluggish. That's not a reason. That's not an excuse.
That's what I said too. You come out against your staunchest rivals,
exactly,
and you're down 28-0 at halftime.
It was absolutely
really. And of course, our kicker. That'll be debated.
Oh, boy.
Again, I argued a couple years ago when Crosby was up for his last contract. I'm not saying he could come in and kick now, although he'd probably do a better job.
He probably could.
But people are like, you don't pay your kicker that much.
Yeah, you do.
How many games are won and lost by the kicker?
Because that ball, if he would have hit one of those, that whole ball game would have been played different at that point.
It would have.
So
that's the way it goes, Hank.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Maybe you could kick, although, I don't know, with your bad knees.
Maybe I can kick the trash can. That's about it. Yeah. I used to kick in high school.
Did you really?
I did.
Yeah.
I was a straight-on kicker. I called it the dinosaur kick.
Uh-huh.
You know, with your front toe.
Oh.
So not the side.
Dinosaur kick.
The old straight-on. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was called the dinosaur.
Right.
So, and actually, the first 60-yarder in NFL was kicked dinosaur. Did you know that?
Really?
Straight-on, yeah.
Tom Dempsey had the record for years and years and years at 63, I think.
But do you know, you look at it now, a 50-yard field goal is nothing for these kickers.
Exactly. It should be just kind of...
I mean, it's like, hey, that's easier than an extra point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, well.
But anyway. Hey, I heard that June was complaining to me the other day. Are you in June?
Yeah.
Well...
Get your story straight.
Well, I'm trying to find the right joke, because she kicks you out all the time.
Yeah. What do you do, Hank?
Well, what do you... You know... Let she me even, see here.
Even changed the lock in her she shed.
Yeah. She goes, since the storm started, Phil hasn't stopped looking through the window.
Uh-huh.
And she called and says, you think I should let him in?
Outside looking in there, Hank. What do you do?
You always are, aren't you, my man?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Although the Bears won yesterday, so.
She was in a good mood.
Good mood, yeah.
Well, it's very rare.
She didn't make an apple crisp, though. She didn't.
She didn't?
No, she didn't do that. So maybe tonight, since the Bears won.
Don't hold your breath. You haven't finished your shift yet on air. So, my wife and I got stuck in an elevator.
Really?
Yeah. And when we got home, we told the story to the kids. They just looked at us and said, "So did you get out?"
Slow.
Yeah, my wife and I looked at each other and made a pact to go ahead and start drinking away their college fund.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, whatever. Not bad.
Here's a dad's joke for you.
Oh, I like those kind.
Yeah. What is a tree's least favorite month, Phil?
I give up.
Yeah, September. September?
September.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a dad joke. It was a horrible dad joke.
Oh, boy.
That was sent from Jamie. That was a horrible joke. Horrible joke. And I knew it as soon as I read it.
You know, for my birthday, I got a new alarm clock. Yeah.
Yeah,
it swears instead of beeping.
Yeah.
I'm in for a rude awakening.
For the awakening. Well, you used to listen to my voice when you wake up?
Yeah, I do, on the phone. Well, if it's a 3-alarm morning, that's my
third
alarm.
I'm trying to get it set where...
That's my third alarm.
You've really got that phone on lockdown where I can't do that anymore.
Right, I do.
Yeah, you do. Hey, there are two reasons why it's so hard to solve a redneck murder, Phil.
Why is that?
You really... One's the DNA. They all match. And there's no dental records.
Oh, that's Hank Bray. More after these words from our sponsor of Chess Chuckle, Chess Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Hank, you know, it's not the minutes spent at the dinner table that make you fat.
What is it?
It's the seconds.
It's the seconds, that's for sure.
Could I have more?
Yeah. Hey, I found a new way to remember things, Phil.
How's that?
I just stopped listening.
I thought you wrote everything on your hand, don't you?
No, I can't. No.
Don't you do that?
I can't. Oh. I'm right-handed.
Not bad, Hank. Not bad. I'm surprised you haven't heard about that bee doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting a lot of buzz.
He's getting a lot of buzz.
Dad jokes.
Well, boy. Hey, you know, I recently took a survey about what kind of animal that you would be, you know, if you were an animal.
Right, right.
Yeah. It says I was extinct.
Oh, Hank. Oh, extinct.
So, extinct. Hey, quite often, you know, as we get older, you forget things.
Oh, no.
So the other day, I left the house and I had to go back and get it. I forgot my coffee cup. Well, this morning, when I got to the office, I reached for my wallet and realized I'd forgotten my pants.
Oh, glad you're sitting down, Hank.
Yes. Hey, a teacher asked little Johnny if he knew his numbers. And little Johnny goes, yes, I do. My father taught me. Good. What comes after 3? 4, answered little Johnny. Well, what comes after 7 or 6? Little Johnny goes, 7. That's easy. Very good, the teacher says. Your dad did quite a good job. But what comes after 10? Little Johnny says, a jack.
Oh,
I tell you what.
Taught him with a deck of cards. Yeah. Right, right.
What do you call a teenage hen that is a big disappointment to her father?
Oh. Boy, I should know.
A chicken strip.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Not getting much better, are they?
No, I saw where someone was selling 2 dead canaries on eBay. And, of course, they're not going to cheap. Not going cheap. I messed that up. Yeah. What's your kicker today?
Are you ready for the kicker?
I'm bracing myself.
A man joins a monastery and takes a vow of silence. He can only say 2 words, Phil, every 10 years. After the first 10 years, the head monk calls him in and asks, do you have anything to say? Mm-hmm. The man replies, food bad.
Food bad.
Food bad. That's just 2 words.
All right.
Okay. Another 10 years goes by, and the head monk asks again, do you have anything to say? Bed hard. The man responds. So after another 10 years, the monk asks the man and says, the monk asks the man, do you have anything else to say? And he goes, I quit. The head monk replies, I'm not surprised. You've been complaining ever since you got here.
So, not bad, Hank.
That ain't bad. Is it?
That ain't bad.
That's a
good kicker.
Yeah. Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody be kind.
Oh, that's old Hank Bray with the Chet's Chuckle on Monday.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Some notes on today. 1950, the Grand Ole Opry was first televised by Nashville station WSM. It had been on radio since 1925. Actor James Dean was killed in the collision of his sports car with another automobile in California this day in 1955. He was 24. 1960, the Flintstones made its debut on ABC TV. Cheers debuted in 1982. And Murder, She Wrote, starring Angela Lansbury, premiered on CBS. The year was 1984. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Abby Harris from Richland Center Primary School. Also, best wishes on this final day of September to Andrea Newkirk, to Holly Charlier, and Frank Waslick from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings from the Beulah Wesleyan Church to Brianna Ewing and Howard Oates celebrating today. And from the Bloom City Town Crier, we salute Marlon Clark, Megan Phillips, and Travis Wirtz. Happy birthday from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church to Marlon Clark and Megan Phillips. Happy 22nd to Brianna Ewing, the youngest member of the Ewing Horde, from Mom and Dad. To Diana Denman from Butch and Margaret. Also to Arland, a.k.a. Buzzy Hess, from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To Don Temme from Elmer. Happy birthday to Cece Perry from Elmer. And to Autumn Gunningham from Lori and the Guys. Aaron Sanders, happy birthday from Park Street Christian Church. To David Dax from your kids and grandkids, we love you and hope you have a special day as you are. To Autumn Becker from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. And Deb Klinzing from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley retiree Karen Cockcroft, who celebrates today, from also retired 18101. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday, Jennifer Brokaw, Nicole Grimm, Madison Ostrander, and Sarah Winger. Happy anniversary, Chris and Jenny Blado. Anniversary blessings to Chris and Jenny Blado from the Avoca United Methodist Church family. RC Lions today sending out wishes to Jenna Johnson, to Liz Adams, Travis Wirtz, and Noah Luther. Happy anniversary, Pat and Patricia Kraska, and Chris and Diane Williams.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
It is 48 degrees in Richland Center at 21 minutes before 8.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life oil filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much. Just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. We'll have more trivia next hour. Chances to win. You'll learn about some of the great events going on in our community this weekend as well. During our morning show get-together today between 9 and 10 o'clock. Here's one for our special couples.
We're not as young as we used to be. Baby, I don't mind, 'cause growing old with you is gonna be full of life and good times. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. I wouldn't wanna miss a thing that we've been through. Baby, nothing can compare to the good love that we've shared. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. Looking back on life, I can't complain. But don't you know, we still had sunshine even when it rained, and we've shared a love that you have known. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. I wouldn't wanna miss a thing that we've been through.
That's Roy Clark on WRCO Radio. If I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. But would you do it with me? I don't know. Yeah, that's a tricky question there. 49 degrees here at WRCO. We're headed toward about 80 later today, so more of our summer bonus weather continues. Joanne Krilatz has the news coming up next. I'll check sports next hour as well, right here, as we recap the weekend in high school sports and look ahead to this week and more homecoming football and lots of fun.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Good morning. It is a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 80. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 50. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like with cooler temperatures, a high of 64. In Richland Center, after a low of 48, it's 49 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Former President Donald Trump has sought again to link Vice President Kamala Harris to illegal boarding crossing, speaking in Prairie du Chien Saturday, where he said she could never be forgiven for erasing our border. A day after Harris discussed immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump spoke to a crowd claiming the Democratic nominee was responsible for migrants who have come into the country illegally and have committed crimes. Trump is hoping frustration over illegal immigration will translate to votes in Wisconsin and other crucial swing states. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will remain on the swing state's presidential ballot. The decision from the liberal-controlled court Friday marks the latest twist in Kennedy's quest to get his name off ballots in battleground states, where the race between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris is tight. The Supreme Court upheld the ruling of a circuit judge who said state law says candidates can be removed only if they die. Some absentee ballots have already been sent to voters. Doc Rivers is getting involved in the presidential campaign. The Milwaukee Bucks head coach was named one of 10 co-chairs for the newly formed Athletes for Harris. The campaign is expected to run ads during college and NFL football games and the World Series. The Harris-Walls campaign said Rivers and other co-chairs will help recruit fellow athletes to join the campaign through travel, fundraising events, and social media. Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, Golden State coach Steve Kerr, and two-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul are among those announced over the weekend. The latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association says home prices continue to increase. Association consultant and Marquette Emeritus Economics Professor Dave Clark noting prices are up about 8% and said lower mortgage rates are likely to increase the number of new listings. Clark says lower rates can be beneficial for prospective home buyers and sellers. With fewer homes on the market, the statewide median rose to $324,000. Sales of existing homes was down just over 4.5% during the last 12 months. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges people to continue to take steps to prevent mosquito bites after two horses in the state tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced a case in Marathon County Friday and then confirmed another case in Clark County. This is evidence mosquitoes are present in the state that can spread EEE to animals and people. EEE is a rare but serious disease. One human case of EEE was reported in Wisconsin earlier this year, but they most likely acquired their infection during travel to another state. EEE virus spreads to humans, horses, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire EEE by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread person to person, directly between animals or between animals and humans. Some people with EEE may develop fever, headache, chills, and vomiting. The illness may become severe, resulting in inflammation of the brain, disorientation, seizures, coma, or death. About 30% of people who develop severe EEE disease will die, and those who do survive often have long-term neurologic problems. Adults over 50 years old and children under 15 years old are at the greatest risk for developing severe EEE. There is no specific vaccine or treatment for EEE available for people. Since EEE is known to be circulating in Wisconsin, residents and visitors should take steps to reduce exposure to mosquitoes and eliminate mosquito breeding sites. Mosquito activity and the risk of EEE, West Nile virus, and other diseases spread by mosquitoes will continue into the fall until there is a hard frost. DHS encourages Wisconsinites to protect themselves against mosquito bites. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gau promises to challenge the latest decision by the UW Board of Regents to strip him of his tenured faculty position. The regents, meeting at UW Parkside in Kenosha Friday, voted unanimously to strip him of his tenured faculty position on the lacrosse campus. It's laid a setback for Gau, who was fired as chancellor after revelations that he and his wife produced pornographic material. Gau has maintained that wasn't in his capacity as UW system employee, and that the regents' actions violated his right to free speech. Gau called the regents a board of hypocrites and said he and his wife, Carmen Wilson, seek not only to protect their own rights, but to protect free speech and expression for all Americans. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, have announced more than $32 million in federal funding for 56 local improvement projects across Wisconsin over the next 4 years through WisDOT's Transportation Alternatives Program, known as TAP. Authorized by the Biden-Harris administration's bipartisan infrastructure law, the goal of the TAP projects is to support initiatives that help create or enhance opportunities for safe non-motorized transportation, such as bike and pedestrian trails and facilities, sidewalks, and safe route to school initiatives. Many of the TAP projects are working to expand already existing bike and pedestrian paths to better connect communities and school zones, offering Wisconsinites throughout the state increased accessibility to sustainable transportation methods. The 2024 to 2028 TAP improvement projects include, but are not limited to, a $240,880 award for State Highway 130 sidewalk extension in Lone Rock. 39-year-old Jesse Vang, the last person to see Elijah Vu alive, is getting another status conference in court. The new status date for Vang was set for November 6th. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline Labrie asked for the new conference, with the lawyers representing Vang agreeing to the November date. Vang is still only facing chronic child neglect charges for incidents that happened before Elijah Vu was reported missing back in February. Vu's remains were found earlier this month on a hunter's property, 3 miles northwest of where Vang reported the toddler missing. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, who's also facing chronic child neglect charges, has another court date set for October 22nd. The American Red Cross continues to experience a critical need for blood and platelets to keep the blood supply stable as fall begins. Donors of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, those giving platelets, and those who have never given before, are needed now. With the blood supply still at critical levels, every single donation is key to making sure all patients relying on life-saving transfusions, including car accident victims and those living with sickle cell disease, get the care they need. 5 Red Cross blood drives will be held this week at various locations around the listening area. The first will be held today from 9 to 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department. 3 chances to give will be Thursday. The first will be held from 9:30 to 2:30 at Royal High School. The second will be from 11:30 to 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. And the third will be held from 1 to 6 at American Legion Post 245 in Cross Plains. The fifth opportunity to give the gift of life this week will be Friday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. The Vernon County Planning Commission will be hosting a free land use educational event with guest speaker Rebecca Roberts, land use specialist with UWSP, on Wednesday from 3 to 5 in the Vernon County Boardroom. The Planning Commission would like to invite and encourages the public to attend. Attendance is being offered in person and via Zoom. For more information, visit vernoncounty.org.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Today is Monday, September 30th. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101, died last Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 this morning at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Czechs National Cemetery near Yuba. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died last Monday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. The Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 11th at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 11th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center. William Richard, Bill Oliver, 82, of Iola, died Friday at home. A graveside service will be held Saturday, October 12th, at Manning Cemetery with military honors. A celebration of life will follow at the Legion Hall in Viola. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, Western.